more than twice the heat of habanero peppers. Doctors at the University of California San Francisco Medical Center then found a one-inch hole in his esophagus. He had to be fitted with a gastric tube, then went home after spending more than 3 weeks in the hospital.
Oy.
All for eating ghost peppers. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. At no ghost peppers. At WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Ghost peppers or goat peppers?
Ghost.
Oh.
Don't start with the goat again.
Well,
you're just lucky Clemens isn't here.
No, Clemens is lucky that he's not here. He has been giving us Cub fans a hard time with that vicacta. You know the word vicacta?
Yes.
It's a Yiddish word. It means crazy. A crazy goat sound effect. Just rubbing it in. Mm-hmm. The Billy Goat Curse of the Cubs. And we'll see who gets the last laugh. Mike MC Hammer Clemens. I've already deleted the sound effect. It's gone. So when he gets back on Monday, he'll be looking for it. Well, he won't be looking for it because the Cubs will be on the way to the World
Probably
Series.
He'll be looking for the baseball bat that I have in here.
Speaking of Cub fans,
yes,
we've got the great Al Volmit in studio this morning. The executive.
The great Tom Carco.
Turn the microphone on. Jesus.
Yeah, you're on the wrong mic.
What is grab this? That, grab College that radio?
All right.
Gosh.
That was my bad, but he was on the microphone that was off.
You told him to sit down and tell him where.
That's a very good point.
You're in charge here, you know? Come on.
You wouldn't know it, though, would you? So that was a late night, but a lot of fun.
You know, this whole series, West Coast games against the Giants and now the Dodgers, the sleep-deprived Cub fans are just, like me, just walking ghosts. You know, it's tough.
But speaking of ghosts,
yeah. Oh, ghost tour, sure.
Ghost
sure.
peppers. Ghost oh no! Peppers. Oh, look, it's just Carco didn't even know what you were here to talk about. But wait a second, we're talking about ghosts—the ghost of Cubs disasters past—and you can see it on the Cubs fans' faces. Not so much the players at all, because
they're new. They're young.
They're young.
They don't know.
They know, but yeah. They haven't lived it. Yeah. We have the post-traumatic stress from it.
True.
And when you, even at Wrigley Field, when things are going well, you just see that, and there must have been a third of the Chavez Ravine Dodger Stadium last night filled with Cub fans.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
It was the battle of the go Cubs go and go Dodgers go or whatever.
Right.
And when we had the momentum, it was all Cubs.
And all those beautiful W flags got unfurled after the game on a road game. And the ghosts of Cubs disasters past, but this is the year because there are signs. For example, when 2 games ago, when Adrian Gonzalez was thrown out at home plate by Jason Hayward, the Cubs' outstanding right fielder, not so much hitting so well, but they got to do something with him. Yeah. But anyway, he's got one of the best cannons, arms in baseball. And Adrian Gonzalez is one of the slowest players in baseball. He's on second base. Here's a base hit to right field. Hayward gets the ball and takes his sweet time knowing it's Gonzalez. And he did not make a good throw. But the Cubs rookie catcher, Wilson Contreras, comes up the first baseline, grabs the ball, dives, and smacks Gonzalez in the face. And Angel Hernandez, the umpire, called him out. Immediately, Gonzalez says, "I got my hand there." They show the replay. His hand absolutely beat the tag, but they confirmed the call on the field.
Yeah.
They did not overturn it. The Dodgers were very upset, and the only possibility there was that he didn't get his hand down on the plate, and that's what the umpire said. And so you have that. Then you have a situation the other night where the Cubs pitcher, it was Mike Montgomery, gets a ball up the middle. There's, I think, runners on first and second with one out. And it would have been a double play ball. He deflects it, and it dribbles out into left field. The Dodgers score, and they're turning the thing around. But the Cubs still held on and then eventually extended that lead for a big 10-2 victory. And then last night, John Lester, who may be the worst fielding pitcher in baseball history, great pitcher, but cannot throw the ball to first base, and he could field with his mitt. He gets a deflection. But then Addison Russell's right there, double play out of the inning. Mm-hmm. And so things are turning. Those are the type of things that for Well, well over 100 years, 108 years to be exact, since 1908 was the last year the Cubs won a World Series. Those type of things used to go against the Cubs. Now they're going for the Cubs.
Glenn, compare that to 69 Shea Stadium. The play at the plate.
Yeah, Randy Hundley.
Randy Hundley then jumps 10 feet in the air.
Yeah.
A black cat, same series with Santa on the on-deck circle. That was then. This is now.
This is now.
Yeah.
Got JoJo Ma.
Yeah.
Joe Madden.
It's just, and the team's so young, they have no deference to history. They're making their own history. It's so cool.
Yeah. So much fun. Except late nights, though.
Yeah,
that game was over 4 hours. The Cubs win last night.
It's just bizarre. I have problems with not having any more day games when it comes to playoffs and World Series. But these night games with going 4 hours, I mean, I think we were talking earlier. We're going to lose a bunch of young fans who have to go to bed either for school or something. When we were kids, would sneak the transistor radio day game, put it up our sleeve. It was there real time, and you'd go home and watch the rest of it. Now you don't have a glimpse of it in daytime anymore.
Well, before we welcomed you on, we're talking with Al Volman. He's the executive director of the Volunteer Center of Racine County. The great Tom Karko was talking about ghost peppers and that this guy ends up being hospitalized for eating a significantly hotter pepper than a jalapeno. Do you like peppers?
I do.
Do you like ghosts?
I'm intrigued by them. Do I like them? Well, if they affect me negatively, I won't like them. But so far, I've been lucky.
Janet Hoff, our afternoon anchor for the news here, is convinced we have a ghost.
In the studio?
Well, in the building.
Yeah.
She calls it the walking man.
Well, you know, when you work some graveyard shifts or something, you're the only person in the studio, you can hear things, I'm assuming.
I've seen things.
You've seen things?
Yeah.
Oh, well, wow. So a great billboard for the walking ghost tour.
What is the walking ghost tour? You know, I'm still relatively new to
Racine.
You know,
I'm relatively new to the Volunteer Center, being here, 4 years? It's the seventh annual. And it really has two attractions. One, if you believe in ghosts, if you believe in orbs, all that stuff, we have the stories of the different sites throughout downtown. But it's as much a historical walk to talk about the history, such as the famous Dillinger robbery of the bank on the Main Street there on the corner, and then taking hostage a lady to Caledonia, tied her to a tree, and then when she was interviewed by the local newspaper, what a nice gentleman he was. So you've got that.
Tom Karko has some information for us about that particular one.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
I interviewed her, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Ursula Patsky, great lady.
Yeah.
Best interview I ever did.
Tom, was it true she was tied to a tree and then had great things to say about Dillinger?
Yeah. He was a gentleman, she said.
What did that have to do with ghosts, though?
No, we were talking Dillinger. About the historical aspect of the walking ghost tour.
Oh, I see.
When we passed that corner where the robbery occurred, we talk about that. But it's amazing to me because the popularity continues to grow. Last Saturday night, we had over 50 people. We had to break two groups. It's just amazing to me that we do get a lot of repeat customers, and often we try to add one or two new locations. But some of the locations, the program starts at Divino Gelato Cafe on Main Street, 245 Main Street. And then a group goes south, and they would go south down to the Masonic Temple as a site, and then the other way down to D.P. Wigley on the north side of Main Street to D.P.
And what happens on the tour?
Well, there is a guide, and a guide that's well-versed. And I would say half of the dozen or so locations, we actually go in the building and talk about the history of sightings, of orbs. There's a group called the Paranormal. It's a paranormal group that takes they're like Geiger counters to try to detect spirits in the room and stuff, and they'll show us what's in these rooms.
Well, people are really into the paranormal.
They are. It's crazy. In fact, on Friday the 31st of October, the paranormal group is having a special program, and it'll be held at the Masonic Center at 6 p.m. on Halloween night, October 31st, to get into more detail about the scientific investigations of supernatural things. Yeah.
And what else is happening?
Well, we've got two more weekends, tonight, tomorrow, and then the following weekend, Friday, Saturday. A lot depends on the weather. If you want advance tickets and save yourself $5, you can access our website, at volunteerracine.org. Or if indeed it's a gut level decision, let's go downtown. It's $30, an extra $5 for sale at the door.
He's Al Volmit. He is the executive director of the Racine County Volunteer Center. He's a huge Chicago Cubs fan and a big, big Harry Chapin fan.
You bet.
And I promise you to play you this song if you came in this morning. Would you like to introduce it?
Yeah. Well, this was his big hit, of course. Taxi was his first hit, WLD, but this really hit the mainstream.
Cats in the Cradle.
Ask that you support this fully and move as quickly as possible to make this a reality.
The owners would pay $2.50 per thousand of assessed valuation to the bid. It's a dollar more than the current rate. Lakeshore Bid's budget still has to be approved by the Kenosha Council. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscast. Whenever you want, check them out. They're in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
Speaking of Kenosha, the worst thing that happened last night.
You went to Kenosha?
No.
Oh.
I love Kenosha.
Good.
It's a beautiful town. Beautiful county.
They'll take you to the lakefront otherwise.
The county executive, Jim Cruiser, and I had a wager on that Bears-Packers game for a brat, a Kenosha or Racine brat stop, if you will. And Cruiser would not give me the points. The Bears were getting 9. But even if he would have, I still would have lost.
Okay.
You like a brat?
Yeah, sure.
What do you like on your bratwurst?
Depends. Depends on the day.
Any ghost peppers, perhaps?
No, that will not happen.
Kraut?
No.
Mustard?
Sure.
Onions?
Not necessarily.
Pickle?
Again, it depends on the day.
Sports peppers?
Which are what?
That's what you put on a Chicago hot dog.
Uh-huh.
Green relish. That lime green relish. It's delicious.
WRJN AccuWeather. Times of clouds and sunshine today. The high temperature 53 degrees. Partly cloudy and cold tonight. Low 29 inland, 37 lakeside. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sunshine. High 59. Sunday, mostly sunny. Mild and pleasant. High 66. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Partly cloudy throughout the region on this Friday morning. It is 42 in the aforementioned Kenosha, 37 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 44 degrees. And in Racine, it is 43 degrees at WRJN. This is Glenn Klein filling in for Mike Clemens. He is the executive director of the Racine County's Volunteer Center, Al Volman. He rejoins us, and he is Mr. Racine. Mr. Mark Eichhorst on the WRJN hotline. Good morning, Ike. How are you?
Hey, Chicago.
What do you say?
How are you today, Ike? How much sleep did you get?
About 4 or 5 hours.
How'd you do that?
In that neighborhood. Happy times there in the studio, I know, with you and Glenn and Al. And same thing over here at Trinity Lutheran. My boss, Rick Hansen, the head custodian over here, is the big-time Cup fan, as is our brand-new principal this year, Pamela Amling. And so happy times all over for Cub fans right now.
Does that help with the resume when they apply for a job at Trinity Lutheran, Cub fan?
I don't think so, but...
All right, now, so that game was over 4 hours long. It didn't end until about 11:30-ish.
11:25 exactly. I looked at it because I knew you'd ask.
So the flag remains high atop the Eichhorst residence in Racine.
It's in the breeze, right as we speak.
The W flag. So that was good. I mean, obviously, it was a great night for the Cubbies. Going to be a great weekend here in Racine and Racine County. And Mr. Volmit, I know you wanted to talk about the big Crop Fest.
Crop walk.
The crop walk. Not the crap walk, the crop walk.
That's right. It's a national day. We select a local day here, but it's the 37th annual crop walk for World Hunger. Excuse me. And Racine is held this Sunday, the 23rd. And there was some deliberation to select our local day, of course, because any excuse not to walk on a Sunday, i.e. football, was eliminated with the Bears and Packers playing last night. So it's wide open for those that want to join us at St. Luke's Episcopal Church. We're going to kick off at 12:45, take registrations at noon. There are close to 20 different organizations that are sending walkers with sponsors, but basically they go out and they get sponsors for them to walk. The route starts at St. Luke's and goes down to the zoo and then doubles back the same route on the back. The weather's supposed to be great, but if you still want to participate, spur of the moment, you can show up there from noon to 12:45. And donate to a walker that might not have, that would need more sponsors. So you can, we'll plug you into a walker and you can donate. And the money goes locally here, of course, to the Racine County Food Bank.
Which is a big effort that you're a part of, as well as all the volunteer efforts here in Racine County.
Yeah, it's a 37-year thing. It's a national thing, and we keep it going here locally.
It's been going on as long as the great Tom Carco has been in that news center at WRJN, 37 years.
Tom might know. Wasn't it Gaylord Nelson, I believe, who started the first annual crop walk when he was in the government position? Do you remember that, Tom?
I don't think he's listening. He's working. He's getting ready for the next potentially award-winning newscast. Here he is. Was it Gaylord Nelson that started the crop walk? I know Gaylord Nelson started the first Earth Day. That I know.
Yeah.
I do not remember the crop walk thing.
But it's 37 years. It's a national thing. And, you know, getting back to Harry Chapin, that was one of his causes. He started an organization called World Hunger Year. An offshoot of that, if you remember the video shot with all the musicians, We Are the World, that was an offshoot of Harry's concern for hunger in the world. And so hunger generally is close to my heart as a cause. And, you know, it's ironic. We do have hungry people. We've got vets that there's an organization the organization that builds those homes for the vets, those little homes.
Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that. But they have food for vets. If the vets are in need of food, you go down there and you can pick up some food there. Various churches offers food bank. The homeless is being served by the hospitality center there at St. Luke's, and I'm so grateful. I'm so happy that the county has stepped up at least for a year in cooperation with the United Way to keep the homeless sheltered during the wintertime at night.
So we got the ghost walk or the ghost tour. We got the crop walk.
Make a Difference Day on Saturday. We talked about that yesterday.
And what else, Ike, is going on in the area this weekend?
Well, we got the Choral Arts Society concert. It's called A German Requiem, and it takes place at St. Lucie's Catholic Church, 3101 Drexel Avenue. Features James and Susan McKeever, and it takes place at 7 p.m. tonight and 3 p.m. on Sunday. Also, Oopie versus the Big Bad Wolf takes place at the 6th Street Theater. This is an original children's show by the Overhead Players, 7 p.m. tonight, Saturday at noon and 2 p.m. Tickets are $8. Glenn, a number of our favorite ladies, I should say, the Pink Paddling Power Team for Breast Cancer has a big fundraiser tonight at the Fountain Banquet Hall, 7 p.m. It's $25, includes entertainment by Mark Paffraff and tastings and hors d'oeuvres, and it's a great time to get out and help those ladies because they're a great organization. Kitchen Witches opens up at the Racine Theater Guild, 2519 Northwestern Avenue, 7:30 p.m. tonight and Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, give them a call, 633-4218. We also have one of our great events of the weekend, an event I'll be doing my roving reporting at from the Great Pumpkin Chunkin' Fest at the Racine County Fairgrounds. It's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. They have a pumpkin chucking competition, Kansas City barbecue competition, seasonal beers, costume contests, free children's games, activities, and it is free events, so look forward to that one. Got a couple of events called Trunk or Treat, and I'll explain that in just a minute. First one takes place tomorrow at Christ Church, 5309 Washington Avenue, 2 to 4 p.m. It's free. Children will be able to trick or treat from church members, and they all pull their cars in the parking lot, open up their trunks, and that's where the candy is. And there will be a visit by the Racine Fire Department and some vertical apple bobbing, and the kids can decorate a cookie There's also
Hold on. Vertical apple bobbing?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that one is.
What do you think that? Can you vertical apple bobbing? What does that mean?
Probably maybe they're hanging by a string, you know, or so, and then you try to get the bite out of it. Maybe that's.
Yeah, I'm thinking more or less that the participant's vertical.
Yeah, participants are hanging from a rope, perhaps from their feet, and being dunked into a thing of water to get the apples out. That's what I think it is.
Well, we'll have to see if we can find out. Also,
Do a roving report on that one.
Fall Family Fun Fest takes place at the Wisdom Museum, 2519 Northwestern Avenue.
It's a lot easier doing these community reports with Clemens, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yep. Anyway, the Family Fall Fun Fest at Wisdom Museum takes place tomorrow, 2 to 6 p.m. Again, it's free, indoor-outdoor art activities, scavenger hunt, mini pumpkin patch, all sorts of good fun to do. You can have fun over at the Wisdom Museum. And finally, again, another fall festival and a trunk or treat on Sunday at North Cape Lutheran Church, 2644 124th Street in Raymond, 11:30 to 2 p.m.
All right. Well, besides your roving report, I know what you're going to be doing on Saturday. Know what Volman's going to be doing. Know what I'm going to be doing. And multiple tens of millions of people around the planet watching our Chicago Cubbies beat the Los Angeles Dodgers lefty ace Clayton Kershaw to clinch the first World Series appearance by the Chicago Cubs since 1945. You remember that one, Ike, don't you?
I hope you're right. Yeah, I remember that one, 1945. You know,
Ike, you still
I guess we worked together.
Still have that voice of doubt in your voice. I hope you're right. Ike, we're going to do it.
It's all positive, baby.
You gotta do it. You gotta just accept it.
I am confident.
That's my guy.
We have the best team in baseball, but I always like to be quietly confident. I don't like to brag.
All right, well, be quietly confident. Get out of here. Thank you for your report. There he goes. That is Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst, the community conversationalist, Al Volman. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
This is Glenn Klein substituting for Mike Clemens. Much to the chagrin of Mark Eichhorst, it is 3 minutes until 8 o'clock, and it is time for Charles Osgood's File. Don't touch that dial.
Real Racine invites you to take a fall drive on the scenic back roads of Racine County. You'll see quilts on barns, 21 colorful quilt patterns mounted on historic barns. Start your fall journey with